This is Mistress Simone, and you can find me at www.kinkyphonemistress.com and call me at 1-800-601-7259. Some people think I'm pretty mean. Personally, I consider myself to be just flat kinky with a dark sense of humor. Perhaps you can tell me what you think when I tell you some of the things that really turn me on. I really enjoy shopping for masks. I love all sorts of masks, from Batman to my favorite movie stars when I can find them. Obviously, the mask is never for me. No, indeed. The mask is for a man that is, how should we say, inadequate in bed. I prefer, of course, a large cock. Well, what woman would not require this out of her lover? If a man cannot please you in bed, they're pretty much a friend, right? Well, I suppose I've made adjustments to this rule by getting guys with small cocks to wear a mask in bed. I can do this for a few months before I get bored with the mask and go back to needing a larger cock in bed. Really, whoever said size does not matter has never had incredible sex. I, however, have had multiple orgasmic sex so good that I practically forgot my name, let alone his. Who are you? I'm sorry. Get out. You really can only have sex like that with a large, not a tiny cock. This, of course, leads to the male strap-on. What a fantastic creation. Look it up and you'll understand. It's a strap-on made to fit a male. However, I had my small dick lovers wear a feminine strap-on before I knew about the male creation, which is actually more humiliating for them. Oops. I find it quite titillating, though, to go shopping with my small-dicked male for a strap-on for them to use on me. It's especially a turn-on for me when I can get a salesperson to help. Are you ready to please your mate with a fake cock? Even with a strap-on and a mask, you should know the truth. I'm going to go out and have sex with real men. Oh, I'll be torturing you soon. Give in to your darkness. I love you. Bye.